I willingly traded that in.
Yeah.
I gave it. I was just like, who wants it? That's what I did.
Gotcha.
I gave it to no one. That's what I did.
You just want to argue. It's fucking, you used to be Mexican, now you're in America. That's the whole meaning of this.
So thing. I'm a Pocho. My mom cannot be a Pocho. She didn't trade. No, she didn't. No.
I didn't even say anything yet.
She did not.
She didn't?
No.
She was listening to white people music.
She doesn't make white people food. She fucking makes
Mexican. Yeah, and you hate it. You hate that she still makes Mexican food.
It's fine. That's me being a Pocho. It's not her being a Pocho.
Damn.
She deals my Pocho-ness.
She deals with it?
Yeah.
She's ashamed
of
it.
You're a Pocho too.
What?
You're a Pocho. You're a Pocho. It's okay.
I'm telling
you. We're just two Pochos in a pod. That's what this podcast should have been called.
Oh, fuck. That should have been
a
good
name. Two Pochos in a pod.
God damn it. Watch us next week on Two Pochos in a Pod.
Literally.
Fuck. It's as good a name as any Mexican podcast that has the word bean in it.
Yeah. What the fuck was our original? What was the name of your girl had?
Jocelyn?
No.
What the fuck?
Your girlfriend's name is Jocelyn?
Yeah.
Your fiance's name is Jocelyn. Your wife's name is Jocelyn. That's like the most common Mexican girl name.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. What's your boyfriend's name?
His name happens to be Jocelyn.
Joseph.
What the fuck was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, I was just arguing about Pocho.
You got passionate about Pocho.
30 minutes we're going to talk about Pochos.
Fucking wet back from that side. That's it.
I just declare... Parents of, like, wetbacks and poachers are extremely different.
It's just used by different people.
Nah.
Mexicans use poacho. Why would Americans call themselves poacho if you gave up your thing?
I'm an American calling myself a poacho.
Yeah? Oh, why is that? Why is that?
Because you still connected to gave up my thing, and I'm addressing the fact that, yeah, I'm proud of it.
Sure, sure.
But
don't
it's not-
eat your mother's tamales then, bitch.
I can be called a poacho in Mexico.
Nope, you gave it up. Get your ass a Hot Pocket, bitch.
Fine, fine. But what I'm saying, but like, I can call myself a Pocho in Mexico, and it still means the same thing.
Yeah, but they fucking take it differently.
No, they wouldn't. Would they take it?
You're like, oh, you Mexican? Oh, but you're from over there? You're a Pocho. That's it. Same shit.
They would say, yes, they would call me a Pocho.
Anybody who goes over there is a Pocho.
No, they wouldn't.
Anybody who goes over
wouldn't.
There.
No.
How would you know?
Wouldn't.
You've
no.
never spoken to because a Mexican other than me and your mom.
If they're an adult coming in from Mexico... They're wetties. They're wetbacks. That's what they are. If it's like a kid, then they become Pocho. Well, if it's young. It has to be
fucking
pretty young.
Fucking idiot. Because
I had kids in class that came right from Mexico. They were wetbacks.
They were extremely wetbacks.
They were really good at soccer. And yeah.
I just remember having a group of kids that didn't speak English and they had their own class. I just remember one of them... Had so much ass. This bitch has so much ass.
What grade? What the fuck?
I was in high school.
Okay. I'm thinking of like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Fucking.
I had a girl classmate. Like, you ever have, like, a Mexican, like, student roll in that's, like...
In a wheelchair? How the fuck did he get over the fence?
Unbelievably Mexican. They're, like, Mayan Mexican. Her name was Seat Lali. Is it a common... You ever heard that name? You've heard that name?
Yeah, I've heard it multiple times.
Always thought this name is, like, an extraterrestrial name. Seat Lali?
Seat Lali, yeah.
Seat Lali is insane.
It's not even that bad.
That's horrible.
It's not even that fucking bad.
You lose your Pocho status if you're called Seat Lali.
Did she spell it with an X?
No.
Then it's not that bad. It's not that bad. If you there's a weird X somewhere in your name, that's extremely
like,
fucking...
Like a quaddle like that?
Exactly. Like, yeah, yeah.
So
well, not the serpent god, no, but fucking yeah.
I think they got invaded. All right. I don't know. What were we on about?
I don't know. You were stuck on Pocho.
You're talking about high school. I was thinking of elementary school.
Oh, okay.
I just hear you go, she had a fat ass. She did?
I remember middle school was when the first time I realized, damn, this girl got a fat ass. But it was a black girl, so I'm like, all right.
I used to call certain female classmates after wrestlers, so I call one Noah. It's about a series. We would call her Umaga.
Umaga?
She was slightly tall, yeah.
Yeah.
Still funny.
Fucking. No, yeah. You realize somebody's uglier. I mean, ugly before you realize somebody's pretty, I think, as a child.
Yeah.
As a child, you're quick to point out an ugly motherfucker.
Remember the first time you saw a kid take a piss in the urinal by taking their entire pants off?
I left the bathroom immediately. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're like Stranger Danger?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
No. My nephew was doing that for a little, and I yelled at his mom, like, what the fuck? Don't make him do that shit. What the fuck?
What'd she do?
She was just like, what? Who cares?
She's like, let me take care of this first time I go to the bathroom, and she does the exact same thing.
No, I was going to say, Who else does it this way? Nobody. Weirdos do it that way.
But kids do it, though.
Yeah, but they shouldn't.
I don't know why they do it, though.
Mm.
I don't know.
They just want... I'm sure there's been times where they're like... They're still practicing with it, and they hit the shirt, or they hit the pants.
But they gotta put all their pants down. There's always like, fucking... Dude, that's every... I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
You do realize... Most parents don't give their kid every talk. They just like they just live their life with their kid following them around, but they don't teach them shit. They I fucking did your mother ever sit you down and be like, "Hey, don't be racist."
No,
I can tell.
No,
I can tell.
No, but I'm thinking one time I made fun of my cousin and we were calling her names in school.
Yeah,
and they had made up apparently. I had done it on the. On the month of no name calling day.
Oh no, it's no name calling month.
And they thought, yeah, no name calling month. And they had just like in class that day, this is pretty cool, that my teacher was like, let's just, it was almost like teaching us how to be racist, where she was like, this is, she put like a chalk outline of a body, ironic. And she's like, you guys, we're going to give give names that you've heard people be called. And like literally there was one kid that goes, motherfucker. And she goes, motherfucker, there you go. You can't say this word anymore, motherfucker. And then you're reading
it. Did she write it down?
She wrote, you would write down, it's like a...
You wrote, the bitch wrote down on the
fucker. And she would put like an X, being like, we don't say that anymore. I had that kind of, that was elementary school. She was like, we won't say
and
that.
And meanwhile, you were just writing it down like, I'm going to call everybody this shit.
And then someone would say something like, asshole. And she's like, we're not going to say asshole in this class anymore.
Well, fuck, man.
Well, and meanwhile, I was there like fucking O.J. Simpson, like the fucking, like the suspect of the crime, because I had started it all. It was not good.
It was not great.
But she was my cousin. I don't know.
That does, okay.
I think I have a right.
At home, asshole. But again... Your rights are being infringed upon because you have the freedom of speech. And blah,
I
blah,
had the
blah,
freedom
blah, blah,
of consequence. Therefore, I earned that.
You earned it.
I earned the right.
You're gonna get a whooping when you got home. Fucking.
I probably didn't.
Nah. Yeah.
You didn't have that. You didn't have like no name calling month or whatever.
It was just called being a nice person. You fucking idiot.
You didn't have that.
No.
You didn't have like a chalk outline of a body, and you go, we don't say these things. It'll be like the N word hard off.
No, we were little ghetto children. We had even better words. You wasn't calling somebody no raggedy ass bitch.
No,
as a child,
we were not using adjectives and adverbs.
Oh no, we were advanced for our fucking age. And I was gonna say, yeah. The only thing like
I had to find out somehow. I remember finding out the middle finger, and I would not stop using the middle finger. Remember that?
Whoa. When you're little. You don't just put up the finger. You like, you fucking.
No, I would do this. This is my middle finger.
It looks hilarious when you do it.
Like
you
that.
Got fat fingers.
I know. I have these Faco rolling fucking.
Faco, I got a rolling tray for you. Perez, open your hands.
I know. There was a comic that said I have the most fuckable hand. And he said I should.
He said I should use my hands and solicit my services for people to fuck. Not for me to give hand jobs.
No.
For someone to fuck my palms.
Your palms?
Make them come off the
off the palms? I was going to say maybe they're like, oh, bitch who likes some girth would like your fingers. I don't know.
They're fucking my soft hands. That's what they're doing.
Well, that's nice.
I'm competitive with
no comics on how soft my palmy hands are. How soft? Well, fucking who uses lotion more than you do?
I don't use lotion.
You don't use lotion? You go in dry?
I have.
Did you? Were you about to say secrete?
No,
you're about to say you secrete your own fucking.
I don't have sailor
hands. No.
They're not the hands of a hard-working individual.
You worked at a fucking warehouse before, didn't you?
That's not hard. You just moved the fucking out there.
Oh, that's it? That's all you did?
It's the same feeling.
And did you wear gloves?
No.
Bitch move. Okay, you did. Okay. I thought you were going to say yes.
I have had jaw learning.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, my hands aren't, like, fucking incredibly rough, but I like to think there's a little layer of fucking...
I feel like you're going to be rough because you're on the weed, right? So you're, like, constantly doing this.
Do you think I get to touch the weed?
I don't know.
No, I do not get to touch weed.
You do not get to touch the weed?
I don't get to touch it. Everything comes sealed, childproof, with the fucking thing just to make sure it hasn't been tampered with.
So you never... They never have you store weed if it just comes in?
No.
No?
No. That was an old school job before, like, before legalization, that you would just have a big fucking jar of weed. And then you would, like, I've seen people either use their hands or chopsticks to pick up a nug, put it on the scale, 3.5, bag it up, here you go.
Contact with any weed. You don't touch blood and then show them, you're like,
"Oh, no." Oh, yeah. Damn. I mean, you don't know how many brands are, like, you can't even see their weed before you open it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, first of all, sunlight is not good for weed. You're not supposed to leave it in the light. It's blah, 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 blah. So that's one reason they do it. But also, I want to see what the fuck I'm buying. At my old job in downtown Oakland, still dispensary, fucking, like, they had one jar that you could open and, like, people could take a look at. And that's just, I think I've told you this before, some weird-ass bitch puts it in her hand. I'm like, "Yo, you can't do that." "Oh, I'm sorry." And she puts the nugs in. And then there was, like, a littlest amount of shake. And then she just puts that in her back pocket. Whoa. And I'm like, that's not even enough for a bowl. That's nothing. It's literally going to get mixed with the lint in your pocket, and it's going to turn into nothing.
Damn.
Yeah, but she seemed a little slow.
Fair. Were you mad, though?
I was disgusted, yeah.
All right.
Like, "Ugh, bitch, what the fuck? Did you think you just got one over on us, or what?"
I would just, that's it.
Yeah. You'd be like, "All right, get out of here. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You got your wooden."
I saw a guy have such a fit on my job in front of, like, supervisors or supervisors about not getting a car wash.
Nope.
It was, like, the most childish fit, just he didn't have the cards for the car wash, so he didn't have all the hole punches.
It's, yeah.
Like, he's still going to get more. He's like, "This is," and he just got loud enough to where the supervisor walks in into the register and just gives him a free car. He's like, "Here you go." I was like, in my mind,
"Oh, fuck that.
Stop time. I would fucking demolish the car wall. I would, like,
break it and shit."
I would like break everything necessary for him not to go through there.
I mean, we used to have a fucking thing just like that. We're like, if you buy this many, if you spend $75 or more, you get a punch on the card. You do it like fucking 10 times, we'll give you a free fucking eighth of nug weed. And I was gonna say, people would still like, "All right, so this is the last stamp, so I can get it now, right?" No, you get it on the next time you come in, next time you make a purchase.
They're going to get a free card, and then you give them a free card, and then you're like, "Can I stamp it, or can you stamp it?" And you're like, "No."
You didn't buy shit, bitch. Yeah. You didn't meet the qualifications for shit.
You looked at me like, why would you give? You don't give someone a card that's blank at your job?
Yeah, of course. Okay. But I'm like, who the fuck is asking, "Can you stamp it one time for me?"
And they,
like,
do that. They do
what
that.
The fuck?
They just redeem it, and then they want the card, I guess, for safekeeping.
Yeah.
And then they want a free stamp.
No, fuck off. First of all, and then you have to make it blank spots, or else be like, "Isn't that a free spot? This ain't bingo, bitch. You fill out the fucking card." People are annoying as fuck. What? I want to say it was 10 spots.
10 spots?
10 spots, $75 each. Oh my God. The way they do it at dispensaries is so fucking stupid. Yeah. An eighth of the one you get, we don't give you, like, free choice of whatever eighth you want. Everybody would get the top shelf. We give you one of our house brand ones for a penny. Because legally, we can't give anything away for free.
For a penny, okay. But, well, how much is it?
Really? Oh, it's like fucking $35-40. You just spent $750. And then there's people, like, we have a new program where you have to download the app. Don't download any app. They're all just, they want your information. They're not doing anything good for you. We're literally worse than the McDonald's app, the Domino's app.
Yeah.
We fucking give you such small amount of points per purchase. And then when you come to redeem, you're like, "Oh, I have, like, thousands and thousands of points." And people do come in because they spend hella money. And guess what? We got some shitty weed, some even shittier weed. Nothing but shitty weed.
Yeah.
Or some pre-rolls.
I remember the golden age of Uber, where I had, like, a bunch of... I should have used all my free rides, looking back on it. I had so many free rides, and I just thought it was... And they changed the program. They flipped the rug from under me. And they just changed the entire program. And now it's, like, you get, like, pence. You don't even get, like, cents.
Horseshit.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, no, we did that on some people. Because we switched from one program to another.
Yeah.
People will come in like, "I had so many points." Yeah, we fucking sent out emails and text messages. You didn't get any of them?
You've been so happy to tell someone that the program no longer exists.
Yeah.
I do that like a deal if someone's being annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, no. People are fucking... And then people want to use them for like money off, because that's what you could do back in the day.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. And if you do, you're literally using a good amount of points for 10 cents off, 20 cents off, 30 cents off. It's not worth it at all.
One of the pettiest things I've ever thought, there was, we used to have like the blue, they're not latex, they're like the really soft blue see-through plastic gloves or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're not like, whatever. But there was a Filipino dude who would walk in, he's like older. He's like, can I get a glove? And it's like, it's for us to like put the taquitos in.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm like, yeah. And he's like, can I get three?
No.
And dude, I bellowed out, no. I just said no, and the most aggressive, he's like, can I get two?
No.
And I said no. Yeah. He was like, please, please. And I said, I said no.
What the fuck is he using it for? He doesn't want to touch the pump?
He's not touching my fucking glove. I don't know. I don't care.
What is he wanted for?
I don't know. I don't care. What? It could be
Jesus Christ. You fucking doing rectal exams in your fucking car, dude? What are you doing?
It could be a surgeon who needs it for the sand, and I would never give it to them just asking it like that.
Some people are weird about that shit. I'm at work, and literally the fucking manager comes in, he's like, and she's like, the hand sanitizer is for us, not for them, okay?
Whoa, no. Like, yes!
I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? It's fucking hand sanitizer.
She's holding it down, though. She's that.
We're fucking holding the line. I'm like,
for us, not... Wait. Your manager did that?
Yeah.
Who is this godlike person?
She's about 4'10 and sassy. Nice. She's fucking, she means business. Yeah. I've seen her like fucking yell at a handicapped person for parking in the handicapped place. She's over here shaking and shit. She's fucking like,
yeah.
And she's like, you can't park there. I'm like,
it's a handicap zone?
It's a handicap zone, but her car doesn't have the thing, but she's handicapped as fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you can't, we're going to let it slide, but next time you need to have your plaque. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
To be fair, the play. My hero's advocate. Fucking, even if you were Michael J. Fox level shaking and you didn't have a plaque, you'd get a ticket no matter what.
Hey, you gonna let him get a ticket.
What if she cares for her safety? That's it. What if she cares for her fucking
personal
wealth?
Well, then maybe she would let her fucking park a little closer to the entrance.
What are you talking about? No.
I don't know who you're talking about. Who's worried about...
The handicapped person would get a ticket regardless, though, right?
Yeah.
Even if she walked out fucking Tiny Tim style, it's like it wouldn't work. Listen, I'm
she could fight
with
it at the fucking courthouse,
bitch. Listen, she's gonna hook me up with.
she lit the fire inside you.
First date, I get the hands, she just fucking smacks it on my hand. It's the plan, you guys.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name Sasha.
Sasha.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. It's the end of the podcast.
It's just you're gonna go find her, fall in love. She's a major pothead. Do you think you're going to like that?
No.
No, no, you're
ironically,
not.
Ironically, why is she so aggressive?
What?
Why is she... I'm trying to feel like a psycho. Why
is this thing... It's like the fucking stupid thing. Like, you can't... These are... You're buying drugs, sir. Don't fucking come in here with your fucking Safeway ass. I got a coupon.
Does that?
No.
Oh.
But in her defense,
get the ring,
motherfuckers
dude.
Come in and being like, well, I think I deserve this, and I think I want a discount for that. You don't have a discount for blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah.
People are cunty.
No.
Yeah.
People are absolutely shitty. They look at our, like, we have a thing that says last chance, and they'll be like, so what's up with that thing? I'm like, it's just the last item, one last specific item.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's the discount? Ain't no discount. Nah. No, you didn't even want it. You just wanted something like cheap or what is it? I don't even know what that. Does anything in there look fucking good to you?
Is there anything you do at your job where you do give them a discount that's like not on the books?
First of all, I don't have the fucking. I can't do that if I wanted to.
There's nothing you
could
do.
There's nothing I can do on the books, but off the books, it's $20.20. Give me $20. Here's your fucking 20 cents back. I don't want it. That's
what do you mean? Like you're like if somebody,
like somebody gives me $25, but their total is $20.20. I'll be like, give me the 20. Keep the fucking 5. I don't want to give you that much change.
Okay, I do that.
Yeah, it's like who gives a shit.
The thing that I do, and it's extremely, it literally means fucking nothing.
Yeah,
is someone's like, yeah, you guys don't have any large cups, and then I'll be like, oh, let me check the back. And then I'll check, and I'll be like, yeah, no, you can get an extra large cup, and I'll charge you for a large.
There you go.
That's my that's the most that I do.
You know what you should do? Once they fill them up, fill up the thing, you're like, let me see, pour out a little bit. There you go.
That would be fucking demonic if I did that.
Yo, what the fuck? I still said you were getting a large. I didn't say you was getting, what the fuck, bro?
I've done it only twice, but, and it's such a bitchy thing that they do. They'll buy, like, a fucking slushy, and they'll fucking have it, and it's all, like, just do it. And I've only done it twice, because I've been, like, so annoyed with the person, where it's like, oh, my card's not working. Well, man, see, they're holding the fucking cup that they're taking it. Well, that, well, man, yeah, I don't know, man. Sorry. There have been times where I've snatched it, and I've, as publicly as I could, sloshed that thing down into the drain.
Nice.
And just be like, no.
Who the fuck needs a card for a coffee? How much is a fucking coffee?
Slushy.
A slushy?
Yeah.
All right.
It's even, it's as in, like, in unimportant as what I'm saying.
You should have fucking got on the steps to report it back into the machine.
But other times, though, you don't want to be like, because it does kind of suck to be like, oh, man, you care so much about your job that you care about my fucking slushy.
Whatever.
You got a point.
Everybody's like, oh, man, what the fuck? You care so much about this job? Go to their job? They're doing the same bullshit.
Pettiness, I do think sometimes where it's like, I would take a bullet if it meant one person not getting the up on me for something extremely petty. I don't know.
You'd fight the pettiness with more pettiness?
No, I would die for it. You would like die to win in that. It's just, I don't know.
Lay my life down on
life
the ground.
Life or death just sometimes goes out the window when it's like, how many napkins do they grab? I don't know if it's like a level. I don't know. Oh, it'll be like, there are napkins right next to me, facing me. And they'll be like, hey, man, you got any napkins? I'll be like, we got them by the coffee. And then they'll be like, they'll put their arm over towards my napkins, and they'll be like, can I get these? They'll be like, nah, man, they're by the coffee. I'll do that. It's awesome. It's fun.
You gave me fucking attitude. Be like, you can grab your own fucking slice.
Grab my own. Oh, dude. Probably.
I went in, and you're like,
that's a side effect.
Get it yourself.
You could grab our food, and I always say, oh, it's open. And I always do that to make them look like an idiot. And I just, that's just something that I like doing.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's acceptable, I think. It's what fucking is annoying as fuck at my place. We're just complaining about our jobs today.
That's kind of what it is, yeah.
Bro, we have locks on all our fridges because there's fucking weed products and wax in there. These are not, you can't just grab one, bring it up to the front. We don't trust you for shit.
You don't trust your employees?
We don't trust the customers.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like San Francisco Walgreens'd out or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then people will fucking do over and over again until somebody tells them you have to ask for it at the front.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you? It didn't work the first time.
They
what the fuck?
Knock shit over when they do that?
No, thankfully. Because if they did, I'd be extra pissed. Because I fucking organize that shit most of the time. So I'm like, you see the big, it's a comically big lock on the handles. You're like, you can see that this is not how you do this shit.
Damn, my favorite moment was when we did, this is just like work therapy.
Get it all out.
Fucking, no, my favorite period was when we didn't have EBT. It was worth it.
You just hated the,
it was worth it watching them bring so many things, not telling them EBT didn't work, and the papers out there that says EBT does not work as like my fail safe if anything goes super. I'm like, it's on the paper. That's it. But like, dude, it was worth it to be like, yeah, EBT doesn't work. And then they just get up and they don't put anything fucking back.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was so worth it.
So just fucking pissed.
Knowing that they didn't get what they wanted. Mm-hmm. It was beyond worth it.
Nope. Gotta go to a regular liquor store.
Yeah. I don't know. I missed that.
You missed no EBT?
Yeah, now we have EBT.
You do have EBT?
We do.
Well, guess where I'm sending everybody I know who has EBT?
You're sending, and you better, are you fucking sending Sasha there? And then I offer her my
fucking makes way more money sanitizer. Than I do.
All right.
Fucking way more fucking money.
Well, listen, she cares more about the hand sanitizer and who it goes
to.
See,
it's a thing. No, I'm pretty sure like we got in trouble because last time we had a party, like a staff party, and they paid for the food and all this and that. Now we're having a party, everybody buy your own food. They're only paying to secure the karaoke room.
To secure the, it's like a spot?
Yeah, it's like it's Fun Nation right down fucking in Alameda.
Is this during your job hours?
Kind of, yeah, because he's fucking, they never want to fucking close.
Hold on.
365.
Wait. So you're taking time out of your day, to out of your job to do karaoke?
I leave my job.
But you're on the clock.
After.
Oh, Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Why do you do that?
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I'm not fucking going.
But have you done that?
The last time, they paid for everything. So I'm like, yeah, I'll go get some free fucking food, go hang out with the peoples that we fucking had a fucking Secret Santa, blah, blah, blah.
Fair.
This time, they're not paying for shit because a fucking corporate entity bought our shit and it's a bunch of fucking cheapskates.
Yeah.
Apparently not cheap, so cheap that not everybody above manager can buy a fucking Cybertruck. But everybody underneath gets fucking pennies.
I worked in Hayward for 3 jobs.
Stop bragging.
Each of them worse than... But, like, do you know what killed me each time I saw it more and more? And it went from, like... It went from dog shit, Vietnamese, like, most fucking cheap. And then, like, from the middle was, like, most expat Chinese spot. And then the next spot was, like, Silicon Valley team leader.
Yeah.
Leadership building.
Yeah,
we take vacations. We take team vacations to build our team. You ever seen?
Yeah. That's like a really good company.
Yeah,
like and a really good. Like, oh, all we care about our employees.
All of them. All of them. And I'm saying it like each time I saw it, it made me realize how much this shit's gonna lead me either like just fucking throw myself out of a window, do damage to the concrete, do damage to the city. Famous Dave's Barbecue.
Famous Dave?
I cannot fucking look at it without thinking of, like, work hell. And, like, the night... I worked fucking, what, 4 a.m. to... It was like...
This even the Vietnamese spot?
They would do it. Yeah, they're all from Hayward. They're
Famous
all,
Dave's?
They just go by Southland, and then they just get Famous Dave's, yeah. So every time I see Famous
Dave's... First of all, I like Famous Dave. Famous Dave ain't bad.
I hate it every... It was fun the first time, and, like, the first year of my job where I was, like, optimistic.
Yeah.
And then once I went full fuck this company for a good like 2 years, year and a half.
Mucho.
Then whenever I saw it, I was like disgusted. Yeah.
Talking what? I know you're fucking dedicated to this spot around the corner you never get to go to.
What spot? The cafe?
No, the fucking barbecue place.
Oh, I would never. No, please. if they brought, I would fucking gladly. I'd ask for seconds.
I was going to say, me and my girl walked down the street one day, like on a Saturday or something. There's a line out the door for this fucking place.
My spot?
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
It's all right.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, and everybody's wondering, why the fuck is this asshole ordering
just
the turkey?
Just me ordering one food.
You just get the turkey. How's the ribs? Don't know. How's the brisket?
I've never had the ribs at Pete's Barbecue.
How are the wings? Don't have no clue.
Wings? Maybe that wing.
Smoked wings. Or, you know, if they do a wing, it's probably going to be the whole wing where it's like you still get the tip of the fucking wing. You get both sections in one wing.
Fucking, by the way, okay, I don't know why I'm ranting, but like I'm about to start ranting because this is like, okay.
As opposed to what, man?
Throughout my entire fucking life, you ever have your mom bring food? Like just like on a weekend? It'll be like Popeyes, KFC, fucking give me some other shit where it's like your mom brings it and you're like, all right, cool, we got food.
Yeah.
Like a takeout.
Yeah.
Chinese fucking, like, keep on.
Well, usually every it's my dad, time, but yeah.
I've never been more vigorously disappointed throughout my entire life.
Vigorously.
Like, each time I would see, like, I would hear the bag. You ever hear the bag coming inside and you're like, let's go.
Yeah.
She's brought food. Let me rush in.
Yeah.
You feel the heat radiating.
Yeah.
Off of whatever that is in the back. Every time my mom bought Pollo Loco, I was fucking pissed. Pollo Loco, see, I fucking cannot stand.
I'm fine with Pollo Loco, but the thing is, like, my parents would never get a Pollo Loco.
Really?
You know why?
Why?
We just get a rotisserie chicken from the fucking grocery store.
Yes.
It's the same shit.
Yes. My mom gets that, like, as a failsafe for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just...
Wait, you'd rather get the fucking rotisserie from the store than Pollo Loco?
Yes.
What
without
the
a
fuck?
Fucking doubt,
that's
yes.
That's not even... It's the same shit.
It's not the same
it's
shit.
It's the same shit.
No, it's not. It's shittier seeds. It's fucking slimy. It's good. It's fucking horror. And rotisserie chicken?
Fucking fine.
Juicy. What? It's nice.
What?
I'm just thinking of Costco.
Costco? I didn't even like the Costco one.
What?
I like the fucking Food Max.
No.
I like the fucking... What's it called? The fucking other place. It's fucking... But yeah, grocery store, basically. Yes. I prefer their chickens.
No, I need the massiveness. I need the fucking proportion. I need the symmetry of a Costco fucking chicken.
This is fucking...
Perfect.
It's slimy as shit.
From the outside.
Fucking, yeah, no, I'm like...
Black
yeah,
of the berries.
The Costco was fucking this dog shit, but the fucking...
It's
other
not
one,
dog
it
shit. It's
dog
a
shit,
no.
Dog, fucking dog shit.
That was the saving
The price. Only reason they get it is, oh, it's $5.
Yes! It's great. Like, I'll defend that. Like, the only
you thing sound like an EBT user yourself. You know that, right?
That? You can use EBT at Costco?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. <All right. laughs>
You get, they all, depending on how much they gave you. Anytime I had EBT, $120. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
That's a lot.
Buy groceries now, man. Fucking inflation, bro. This damn president.
The only thing I'll differ from, the hot dog shit, the pizza, I've always shit on the pizza, but
pizza's fire.
Supreme is good.
Regular pepperoni is fire. I don't like a cheese pizza. It feels too chewy.
I don't like any of it. I don't like any of the pepperoni or cheese.
Try it now. I heard they're doing something different with the pizza.
What? Fucking.
You know how the fucking Costco pizza is always like, the bread is always hella taller than the actual pizza?
Yeah.
It's not like that no more. And that's what's fucked me up, because that's what I like. I love bread, and then you get a fat ass piece of bread with like a little bit of cheese and still pasta on it. I mean, not pasta, fucking sauce on it. It's fucking fire shit,
it's
man.
It's just too fucking, like, thick and not pizza-y. It's just like, or no, too thin. I'm saying, like, the actual pizza part of it.
Are you talking about pizza, or are you talking about the type of women you like?
God damn it, Amir. Look, listen, just let me get Sasha's number, and let me talk to her.
Okay. You're not gonna like it. She's not thin like a fucking pizza slice.
That's... She's fat?
No. No, she's short,
like fat, but...
And if I have to be honest, her boobs make most of her fucking body.
So she's like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife?
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. You'd like that, right?
Probably not.
No?
What the fuck was I on about? Oh, we're just talking about Costco.
Costco chicken?
Yeah.
Slimy as shit.
This is the epitome of the show.
Listen. The Costco chicken is, it's fine. But... I don't know.
You're defending Pollo Loco for some reason.
I fuck with a Pollo Loco a lot more. The rice, the beans, the everything, man. The chips, I don't fucking really fuck with the guac. I fucking hate avocados, but even the sauce is okay.
Yeah, I don't fuck with avocados either.
Yeah, no. They don't taste like shit. You know that?
They don't taste like shit?
They don't taste like shit.
Oh, what the... Yeah.
They taste like fucking...
Yeah, I'll have like a California roll. And I'll think it's pretty good. But, like, I notice there's avocado in it. I'm like, oh, I didn't even notice. That. Like,
yeah, it doesn't have any flavor. Yeah, and there's supposedly, like, little mini cartels of just fucking avocado farmers and
shit. They're willing to die over something.
Some avocados,
people
bro.
People make fucking bread with.
Because fucking, yeah, no, avocado toast took off, and then the world went into chaos. What's your topic?
I have two more topics.
Two more topics?
I showed a person, I play
your
video
dick.
Games. I was playing video games with, I stayed up today, so if I'm sounding tired or more fucking deranged, I didn't drink coffee, because I drank coffee like at 3, and I was shell-shocked when my online friend said he had never heard what Trapped in the Closet was by R. Kelly.
Yeah.
So I had to explain it to him. And then I had to show him the first episode, or the first, like, chapter. They're called chapters of Trapped in the Closet.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I don't know.
Have you heard the latest update? I'm trapped in my cell, Pete.
He's coming out with albums. Have you heard that? Have you heard all the...
Yeah, yeah. Supposedly he's got, like, he's sitting on hella albums that he's already recorded from jail.
Yeah. He's like J.D. Salinger.
Who?
J.D. Salinger. All right. N-word. What was I on about? All right, that's one topic.
That's almost as impressive as Tupac fucking making music from beyond the grave.
That's true. I don't know. All it sounds like is like they just use like... They just do open mics, 8 hours of open mic material.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of it becomes part of the album. I'm thinking of that clip of Lil Wayne where he's like, I got hard drives of session tapes. And it's like just random ass fucking verses.
Fucking random ass shit. Just getting it out. You ever the fucking... You know that fucking movie 8 Mile, right, with Eminem and the fucking
Brittany Murphy
and the final battle and shit.
The final battle, yeah.
I keep seeing this interview with Cuzzo. You know how he's Hawkman now or whatever the
Anthony
fuck you call
Mackie,
him. Yeah. And
like
he's
Papa
like,
Doc.
I remember during that, me and Eminem sat down and talked for a couple hours, and then I left, and then I came back, and then he's rapping, but he's not rapping about my character. He's rapping about me. He's talking shit to me. Because I'm pretty sure his real name is Clarence.
Yeah.
Clarence's parents did have a good marriage. They are still together.
Yeah.
And then just talking shit about him, but it's supposed to be the character. He's not even battle rapping the character. He's like, man, look at this corny ass motherfucker.
What does he care?
That's fucking dope.
He's a fucking actor. He's Papa Doc.
Fuck you.
There's a story Eminem
Fuck
has
you, Eminem.
Where he talks about breaking into like his mom's RV to like sleep in the... Wait, no, I'm lying. He did that in 8 Mile. What the fuck am
you
I talking
fucking
about?
You're idiot, bro. You're a piece of
Listen,
shit.
Listen, when I get tired, I just repeat. All right.
This is what you sound like after running 10 feet?
I guess. There's a clip of him being like... He's like, I needed $500 to pay rent, so I entered a rap battle. And the way he sounds giving that story, he's still mad that he didn't get the $500. He still acts like he couldn't pay rent. But he's talking, like, obviously years later. But the way it's
well,
like...
Eminem?
Yeah.
They didn't give him the $500?
He didn't win, so what he's saying, like, he had to, like, something, something, and then Dr. Dre called him. That's, like, how every Eminem story ends, I guess. I don't know.
And then Dr. Dre called me.
And then Dr. Dre called, and then Dr. Dre beat up,
Fuck, I forget her name.
I got
forget.
It. No, it's not my talk. No. Wait. It's like
it's not straight out of.
It sounds like Sade, but it's not. It's Tasha.
It's not Saweetie. He's fucking.
No, it's wait.
Tasha, Tanya.
Fuck this. We're close.
God, fuck.
It is.
God damn it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. We don't need it. We don't need to look it up.
Fuck it. I'm not going
to
tell you, but you let me see it.
Okay, fine. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I know.
Who's the bitch that Dr. Dre beat the shit out of before he became big?
Oh, my God, dude. The more you say that, I'm talking so that hopefully I don't hear, like, Siri or something.
Obi Trice. No.
Why does that name sound... that's Eminem, right? That's fucking...
No, that's a different guy.
But I'm saying, isn't that two trailer park? Obi Trice, where we spit, right?
And then yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Google. Don't
but see. You got it?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Obviously,
yeah.
Google did not fucking from a.
She was on NW. Wait. She was on Ruthless Records. Fuck. She had a good song. You got it?
Dr. Dre, early female artist.
To show you the fucking photos that Eazy-E dissed him on. Fucking.
Okay, I think I got it.
You got it?
I think.
Is it ba-ba-ba? Like, is that like the syllables of it?
It has an... It's very black in that I'm pretty sure it has a fucking... an apostrophe where it doesn't belong.
Yeah. But like, okay, the syllables. Is it ba-ba-ba?
No.
No? What it's are the two. Syllables? Ba-ba?
You know what? It might be the...
Michelet. That's
Michelet.
What it is.
Michelet. Yes.
Let's fucking go. Woo.
There it is. Yeah, no, she got knocked the fuck out.
Michelet. Yeah.
No, I heard she fucking, well, from her side of the story.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like.
I'm pretty sure he, like, had to, he, like, admitted it or whatever. He had, like, multiple exes of his were like, yeah, no, he did that.
He beat it out of them or her specifically?
She's one of them, but I think he, like, said, like, I was a different man in my past. Buy my Beats pill.
Buy my fucking Beats. I'm telling you. And I've heard like the fucking creator of the Beats being like, yeah, they're not great quality. They're not, but they were just like the thing to have. And I'm like, this is so fucking gay.
Yeah.
This is why I don't like buying expensive shit. I'm like, it's not even that much better quality. I bet you. Man. It's just like, but everybody has to have one. Ah. Why?
Nothing. I'm just saying. Yeah, No More Lies is her big song.
No More Lies.
Dr. She had one child named Marcel Young. I think Marcel Young is dead, right?
Who?
Marcel Young.
I don't know who that is.
Nope, he's still alive.
He's still kicking.
Doesn't Dr. Dre have a son who's dead? What am I looking up? I don't even know. R&B Divas Los Angeles.
Rob Van Dam?
Personal life. Personal life is probably longer than her career. Hold up.
Jesus, fuck. Her fight record? 0-14.
I think her career is as long as her personal life section. All right.
That's not good.
At her lowest point... Oh, this is the other part of that thing. At her lowest point with Dre, Death Row Records CEO, co-founder Suge Knight stepped in to help Michelle get clean by sending her to rehab. In 1999, Michelle married Suge while he was in prison. She filed for a divorce 6 years later. Michelle discovered her marriage to Suge was invalid through the divorce process because he was still married to his ex-wife, Sharitha. Michelle stated Suge hit her once, dislocating her jaw. Once. From jail.
I'm...
Give the man...
He fucking reached between those bars and caught me one.
What the fuck? Oh, they have a daughter. All right.
Damn, this bitch loves getting her ass beat by dudes. You know what? You beat my ass. Have my baby.
2015, after Joe was criticized for admitting his past of abusing women in the film Straight Outta Compton, he issued a statement to New York Times apologizing for the women he has hurt.
It's usually when people, oh, I'm sorry for the people that I've hurt. He means it real physically, like literally. I'm sorry I fucking dislocated your jaw. I'm sorry I made your nose bleed. I'm sorry I made your ear bleed. I don't even know how that happens.
And his New York Times response, he's like, Michelle, we should talk about this in person and grow as people. And then he just, all right.
And then he never invited her to his million-dollar mansion.
What do you think about the movie itself?
What, NWA?
Yeah.
It's cool, but just like any other movie based on something, I'm sure they added a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
They added so much, man. How can I make myself look cooler? How can I make myself look more gangster? How can I make myself... You didn't see? Did they show the picture of Dr. Dre in his fucking?
Probably not.
In his fucking stupid ass fucking bright ass suit. The
doctor, yeah.
And then when he had the doctor shit.
I doubt that. I think I've only seen half of the movie. Now that I think about it. But do you remember Rock Docs? VH1 used to have this thing called Rock Docs.
Yeah.
Do you remember the NWA one?
No.
Okay.
How old do you think I am?
They used to have it. I saw the Cheech and Chong one, and then NWA had one that was really good, and I saw that. Before, and Jerry Heller was always the most interesting thing about that entire story.
Breaking news. Luis Perez prefers whites.
No. I'm just saying interesting. I don't know. It's weird how easy Ian and him bonded over something. And it's not like, I don't know.
Nah, really. I can make you a lot of money. Me and you could be the ones making hella money. And then the rest of them, they're like, yeah. But again, I feel like people, I think, assumed like, oh, Eazy-E was like friends with all these guys. And they're like, no, they were a good group together.
Yeah.
In the same way that Penn and Teller are like, we don't hang out after, like, once we're done with the show, we leave and we don't hang out. We, like, come back to, like, practice and shit. But we're not, like, close friends. We're buddy-buddy. Oh, I need you at my fucking wedding, bro. You need to fucking blah, 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 blah. Like, no, this is just a good duo right here.
Duo. It's like a group, though.
What?
It's like a group.
What?
It's like a group.
I thought it was just them two.
Oh, well, I'm saying duos in like NWA, though.
No, fucking Penn and Teller.
I know.
Listen, you fucking idiot.
I'm listening.
God
but
damn
I'm
it.
I'm saying you're Take comparing the, that with a group of
I'm going to shoot you with people. My dick gun.
Thank you. Like Three Musketeers style, where it's like they all put their fist in, and then it's like, I don't know, with two people maybe different. With four people.
Well, fucking with two people, it's real simple. 50-50. With, like, five people, you're like, God damn it. None of us fucking graduated high school. What the fuck?
You ever watch a show Bullshit, Penn and Teller?
Bullshit, Penn... No.
Damn. Pretty good.
Is that right? What the fuck is it about? Is it just them doing their act?
It was like... No. It was like they would just get a topic and they would just shit on it. It was like... Do you remember, like, The Daily Show when they would, like, make fun of a politician just by asking, like, a dumb question and then they would answer in a really dumb way?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that, but, like, for an hour. It was like... The death penalty?
It was like Adam ruins everything or whatever.
Yes.
It was just like that?
Literally, yes, but it was libertarian. It wasn't Democrat or Republican. It was always like, give me a topic and I'll tell you what their stance would be on it. Because like death penalty, they were like, we shouldn't. It was super just like logical. Or it was like, we shouldn't put anyone by the death penalty because we don't have certain proof people should die. And that's it.
He murdered a child. That's proof enough for me. I'll beat him to death with whatever tool I got handy.
It would be like, they would have a topic like GMOs, and then the topic of GMOs would be like, they would interview like a hippie.
Yeah.
Who like defended everything.
Whoa, man.
The best way I could describe it, South Park politics. That's exactly, do you know something where it's like, if they were doing an episode on fucking clairvoyant people, it was gonna be a fucking evil episode of like, yeah, we're gonna shit on that person.
We're gonna shit on the whole. Did they ever do chiropractic? I heard that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yes, I will bet money that they did.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I heard like, oh, it's a pseudoscience. Usually when I hear pseudoscience, I'm like, oh shit, Mangala or some weird shit. But
I'm looking it up on YouTube, that's where I used to watch it. But wait,
yeah, no, but I heard, yeah, like it was created by a dude who said God spoke to him and he said all diseases and ailments are because you haven't cracked your fucking bones or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, okay. Once you tell me who invented it, it's a lot like fucking, what is it, Mormonism or whatever? Fucking, oh, he found a plate and the plate said that the angels and blah, 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 blah. It all seems like very easily, like, this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like that whole fucking...
Yeah, I need you to fucking use the Google thing, because you can't type as fast as you think you can.
And season 1, episode 2, New Age Medicine.
Nah, that'll work. That'll work, yeah. New Age Medicine.
It was like peak... the time would be like, the Catholic Church. And then it would be like, kid fucking.
Yeah, the fucking... I like it better when Bill Burr says it.
Yeah.
Bill Burr is like, yeah, you know the Catholic Church, right? You get rid of all the Jews, that benefits me. And then the Jews survived. They were like, oh, shit, we got to give all the money back.
They were like the king of like asking like one question that was like, you ever hear that thing of like, could God make a rock so big he himself cannot even lift it?
Yeah.
It would be like them asking a preacher that, and the preacher would be like, and then it would cut to pencil a little bit. What a fucking idiot. And then that's it. They would just move on to like
that. He could.
Yeah.
He wouldn't. There you go.
The only time they would grandstand was if it was something pretty much morally, where it was like, yeah, all that speaking to your dead relative shit.
Yeah.
Like South Park shit.
Yeah.
That's literally, that's the best way to describe their
problem. I'm not a douchebag. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, no, fucking, but even that, you're like, I always feel like religion, like, if you're like stupid or religious, you see Jesus and God as like Superman, where you're like, there's nothing he can't do, dude. He can lift everything and he can fly. And blah, 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 blah. I'm like, he's not a fucking superhero, sir. It's supposed to be fucking like, it's just supposed to be the guy that sends the message, hey, be nice to people, you fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fucking over. And it, well, there is that fucking part of Christianity where like everything in the Bible is literal. There was a flood. There was a blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay, so these people are retarded.
Do you know who Simon Bolivar is? They were teaching about him.
Yeah. He invented chicken bouillon.
Close. I think they have Bolivar.
What?
What the fuck is it called? What's that one called? Bolivar?
Boulevard?
No, it's Bolivar. All right, whatever. They have statues of him all around the world. He's like this dude from like... Venezuela, who like liberated all of South America, right? They just teach you about him. He like liberated like 8 of those fucking countries.
Yeah.
All right. In the early 1800s, he was going to start like his first rebellion against Spain, and an earthquake happened that like fucked all of his plans up.
Yeah.
And the thing that I think this is crazy. I saw this when I was a kid. I didn't see this, but like fucking like I saw this like thing being taught.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is insane. Where it's yeah. like. This was peak me hating Christianity, right? Like, peak
yeah.
atheist kid, fedora, whatever.
Yeah,
right?
What the fuck a fedora?
I didn't wear fedora.
I'm just this making, fucking asshole.
I'm thinking of, like, internet, what it was back then. Like, it's his point of view talking about it, about how the earthquake happened, everything's on fire, the city's all fucked up, and the first thing he sees is, like, creatures walking out, yelling, this is what you get for going against Spain. And it's a person from that time period having a moment. It's not like we're like they have the same exact brain that we do, but that time period,
yeah.
it's him realizing, holy shit, this is all one big con. And I'm seeing it happen to where it's like they're using religion to make their. And it's like,
even
to
though.
Think that in the 1800s just to me is wild. To not just be everybody else and be like, yeah, God probably doesn't want me to do this. Or that's it. I don't know.
Who the fuck? I don't know. Again, you're like, people be like, oh, God doesn't want that. What about you? What the fuck do you want, ass face? Do you want to fucking kill a bunch of people? What is your justification? Is it more good than bad? I can go for it. I don't know.
It's going to get into semantics where it's like...
semantics.
Where they'll be like, well, if it wasn't for this great religion, we would be killing each other by now.
The you fuck? Know? That's retarded as fuck. I feel like the people who believe in the most kill a good amount of people.
People who believe in the what?
People who believe in whatever religion usually kill the most amount of people. In the name of this fucking God, I can wipe out anybody the fuck I want.
Sure.
Semantics.
We got like 5. You want to just make the announcement?
Sure. I'm pregnant.
We're getting married out of wedlock because of this.
Yo, it's all right. I'm going to abort it, and then I'm going to put it back. So that way, I'm on both sides, Republican and Democrat.
We're going to Alabama. I'm going there very temporarily to not be as wrong as usual.
Not as wrong.
All right.
All right. What's the we're going to go on a bit of a hiatus.
We're going to go on what they would call a hiatus from the show.
A low hiatus.
And this isn't a type of where people are protesting. This is a quite a hiatus.
Until Radio Valencia pays us a livable wage.
Listen, we Radio Valencia in a poker game. And they have not paid us back.
We
like doing this at Radio Valencia.
Love it.
We're just taking a break.
Yeah.
We're from the East Bay.
Woo!
We go to San Francisco.
And it's gay.
And Amir pays for Fast Track.
I don't pay for Fast Track. It's worse.
You don't?
No. Cause
they send you on the mail.
Yeah, the mail thing.
You have to pay that each time.
Yeah. What the fuck kind of question is that? What the fuck kind of stupid ass question is that? What the fuck? What the fuck?
What if you don't?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I forget every bill in your house goes to your parents.
Sovereign citizen. That's all I'm saying. Just declare yourself a citizen of the world. Just declare yourself a fellow.
Just so everyone knows, I'm not driving to San Francisco. I'm traveling.
We are earthbound. All right. The fuck? Oh. yes. So.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. Or you may see us in other mediums because it's just easier. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you can always see us do stand-up comedy. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll know when our date is. We're all over the East Bay. Perez specifically is all over the fucking...
Not really.
What are you talking about? You do shit in Santa Rosa and you do shit all over the place.
Not lately.
Lately? Well, sometimes. You keep up with them on Instagram, you'll see.
Fucking Belmont on Friday. I didn't even know it was a rich city.
What?
All I see, Belmont.
You heard Belmont and you thought, oh, that's where the ghetto is?
I don't know. It just came off to me like it was a boring ass city. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't tell if it's rich or poor.
Nah. I was going to say.
He was very rich and I made fun of him for being poor.
Nice. Everybody's like, what are these poverty jokes? I don't understand.
Someone goes somewhere by fucking Caltrain and not by car. They just assume that the city's dog shit.
Were you the only one on the Caltrain?
Oh, Caltrain's very popular.
It's very popular? You want to consider it very popular?
I will declare it, yes.
It's very popular to travel through Caltrain.
Yes.
That's retarded.
It is.
choo choo. Fucking ass motherfucker. Bunch of autistic people just so excited to be inside the train.
How long have you been doing this show?
Fucking too long. Fucking, I want to say.
Like August or something of the show?
I think we're 100 episodes in.
Probably.
Probably, right?
Yes. Let's look back at the best moments in 3 minutes.
In three.
That's been the end of our show. We have nothing.
We have. Some of the best clips, none. Some of our best conversations, I know fuck this. You!
I know this. I know, like, the show had, like, eras where it was like, dude, there was a shitty era we had where we had no topics and we used to fucking phone it in by just about movie ideas.
There's a lot about fucking movies. You didn't watch that? God damn it.
That's another thing. It was just, yeah. It would be, like, one argument and then that would be, like, the sum of the entire episode, kind of. This episode was like work grievances, kind of. That was like the vibe of today.
Feels it.
Christmas, I never dressed up once. We could have had a clip show. You ever think about that?
We could have.
We could have.
We could have.
We could have had one episode where we're just listening back to dumb moments.
There's cameras in my trunk right now.
We could listen. Some of us were too lazy to bring the laptop.
Oh, my God. Which, we had plenty of time. I want everyone to know that. It's not that fucking, we were on a time crunch.
No.
Pure laziness.
No. Listen, let me make this perfectly clear with the audience. I only work 2 days a week. I had numerous times to make the show bad. I want the audience to specifically know that the show itself being bad.
Was on purpose.
Is on purpose. Is mea culpa. Okay, that's what's going on. I don't know.
I was
going
to say yes, no, fucking 2 days a week. That's the perfect. For to be uploading shit. Now we're gonna go get Ed Tong to edit this shit.
I have no clue that kid is. They don't name fucking nobody.
That's why we keep our last names out of these, because Luis could be anybody.
I'm looking at the mic. I am in the middle.
No, you're
looking at this stupid thing again. Alright. It feels like, you know what? It feels like home.
Feels like
first episode. Last episode till our hiatus. I don't know.
To the end of this hiatus.
Yes. We're only saying this now. It would have made it extremely awkward if you had the entire episode without mentioning the hiatus.
Yeah.
Just call it the hiatus. We're not calling it on sabbatical. You know what that is?
Sabbatical?
Teachers go on sabbatical?
Oh, they go live in a homeless shelter?
Maybe. Maybe they do. I don't know. And then you want to say, this is our final. I do have one very specific thing to say at the very end of the show.
What?
It's not go fuck yourselves. I do it with every. I'm not going to say it till the very end. We have like 30 seconds. I'm seeing it.
All right.
What would you like to say? How would you like to sign off?
I'll see you later.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Damn.
It's been a blast.
You guys, Eddie Griffin does not know shit about pyramid. No, I have something. I'm just saving it up. We got. I'll probably say it within 5 seconds. We have 5 seconds left, and we'll be signing off.
And I love you.
Your mom's box.
Nice. All right.
I stopped to watch it shake. I said, dance for me just one more time before you hibernate and you come out of crab cake. And hey there, little snapping turtle, snapping at a shell. Ah, there's mysteries inside, I know, but what they are, I just can't tell for sure. And hey, a little baby crow, you're looking kinda mean. I think I oughta spit before you start letting off your steam, for sure. Sexy pig, you made it with a man, and now you've got a little kid with hooves instead of hands. And no, all of the animals, all the animals. Mockingbird, these sing about you in songs. Oh, where you been? Have you broke a wing? I haven't heard you in so long. And hey there, little albatross, swimming in the air. Ah, come on, you know I can't fly, and I think we really ought to play fair. And hey there, Mr. Happy Squid, you move so psychedelically. You hypnotize with your magic dance all the animals in the sea, for sure. Morning sun, what kind of creature are you? I can't stare, but I know you're there. Goddamn, how I wish I knew. And hey there, Mrs. Lovely Moon, you're lonely and you're blue. It's kind of strange the way you change, but then again, we all do too.
Now, Doug the Dog has a song.
Did Ezekiel see a UFO? Here in the sky, you know, and the creation of God's other people, which come down to the earth and their own flow, telling us we're not alone in the universe, that there are other human beings that are of this earth, created in God's universe. Did Ezekiel see a UFO unfold in the sky, you know, with the likeness of a human man, expressed in God's own creation? That looks like our own Earth can, but they come from another star, not afar or within. Many people have seen UFOs up here in the sky, you know. They are men and women and children like other worlds that teach us of God's style. They come from afar, and we must open our mind to learn and find out we're not alone in the universe. I believe in UFOs because of the many stories that have been told, of the many aliens that have appeared on the earth, that have come and removed this mortal curse. Why is the government saying they're unreal when they appear in this mortal life still? So did Ezekiel see a UFO come down from the sky, you know, and a